power you have.
I now call the Winchester Town Advisory Board on February 27th, 2024 to order. We will start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. I am April Mensch. We are the board. Over here to my right, we have
Dorothy Gold. And to my right, our new member.
Hi, my name is Chris Hoover.
And Cristian Marneon.
And our secretary,
Valerie Leva.
Beatrice Martinez, Commissioner Sagerholm's liaison.
And Dan DiTomaso, current planning representative.
Anyone else?
No one else.
All right, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about the items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up. Well, we don't have a podium. But please stand, state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by any member of the board. Now we move on to the meetings from the last minute on, when was our last meeting?
February 13th.
Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Now we move to the approval of the agenda today. Do I have a motion?
Yes, motion to approve.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next is informational items. Do we have any informational items?
Yes, Chair, for the general public, comprehensive planning is doing 2 training sessions for the new Title 30. One is March 12th at 9:30 a.m. and the other one is March 9th at 9:30 a.m. You can go to transformparkcounty.com. You can just Google it and you can sign up for those training sessions.
Excellent. All right, now we move to the planning and zoning portion of our agenda. We'll start with VS-23-0917, School Board of Trustees and County of Clark, vacate and abandon. Do we have the applicant here?
Yes. Hello. Marshall, M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L, representing Clark County School District for Property Management, 1180 Military Tribute. This is companion with WS-23-0916, which is item number 2, and we're here to present our replacement project for Cashman Middle School. I do have members of my design team here, my architect, Sarah, from Simpson Coulter, who will provide a brief presentation on the school, and we also have members of our civil team here that if there's any questions on the grading of the site.
So
you want to both applications together? You want to hear both applications?
Yes.
So you can read the second one.
Okay, I'll read the second one. All right, we're going to go down to, give me 1 second. This is, the computer age doesn't always make things easier. All right, so the next item we'll hold together is item number WS-23-0916, School Board of Trustees and County of Clark, waivers of development standards for the following: 1, reduced driveway approach distance, 2, reduced driveway departure distance, and 3, reduced driveway throat depth, and design reviews for the following: a school, Cashman Middle School, finished grade, signage, lighting, and lighting on 18.3 acres in a public facility zone.
Thank you. My name is Sarah Run from Simpson Coulter Studio. Address is 151 East Warm Springs Road in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I'm excited to be able to share with you the new replacement school for Cashman Middle School. So familiar with the site, this is located at the northeast corner of Warnock and Desert Inn. It's just east of Decatur Boulevard. And on the site right now, what we have is the existing school occurs on the Desert Inn side, which is to the south here. And we're going to be building the new school on the existing park.
Could you speak a little louder, please?
Yes, of course.
Thank you.
We'll be building the new school where the current park is at the north portion of the site. So that'll be phase one as we build the new school. Once that's constructed, then we'll demolish the old school and build a new park where the existing school is closer to Desert Inn. So what this will afford us is the opportunity for brand new facilities where this campus right now is built around 1965 and be able to modernize those facilities. So the new school is approximately 182,000 square feet, three-story structure that you see here in the rendering. This is the front of the school, which is facing the north off of Cirrus Avenue. So the front entrance here is about a two-story structure. The majority of the classroom buildings are a three-story structure going up to the maximum of 60 feet. And then off to the left-hand side here is the gymnasium, which is a one-and-a-half-story structure. So along with this on the site, we have new parking lots, one along the front entrance area and another along the west off of Warnock with a drop-off lane for parents to pick up and drop off children. And then along Cameron Street, we actually have a separated bus parking area so that we can distribute the parking between those different areas and help minimize the impact in the neighborhood. Surrounding these areas is high-density residential on the east, on the north, as well as this portion on the west. And there's a commercial mixed-use property here on the southwest corner of the site. So along with the construction, we will also be adding the tennis courts, basketball courts, volleyball courts, future portable space and school garden. And then the rest of the portion is for the park, which will be the new Cashman Park open to the community. So there's a new playground in this area here with a new restroom building, which replaces the existing one that they have at the current park, new playground equipment. And then down at the southern portion is a new baseball field, a new softball field, which could also be used for soccer. And this corner down here is an existing school district area service center. It's not a part of this campus, so we're leaving this development as is. It's not a part of this zoning design review. So as we talk about some of the waivers of development standards, the first one is the approach and departure depths for driveways. So this driveway right here, we're requesting a reduction. Sorry, make sure I have the right statistics in front of me. So we're requesting the existing, or I'm sorry, this new driveway, the approach distance to be 94 feet from the intersection to the driveway, where the design standard would be 150 feet. And then at the northeast corner, this new driveway here, we're requesting a departure reduction. That one is reduced, proposed down to 80 feet, where 190 feet are required. Now, both of these are carefully placed to help distribute that traffic, but also along here, there's existing power poles that we're trying to make sure that we're keeping the minimum clearances to those and safety site visibility zones from each of those. And so those are spread out just enough to be able to dissipate that traffic, but also to have one-way traffic through here to help minimize that impact. Likewise, this one here, we're trying to make sure that we're keeping the existing campus driveways as spread out as we can to minimize that traffic and keep that one-way circulation through the drop-off to help with that impact. As far as throat depths go, on this northwest driveway, we're requesting to reduce to 16-foot depth, where 75 is normally required. That's that depth from here before the first intersection where you can turn. Likewise, this driveway down here, we're requesting to reduce the depth to approximately 25 feet, where 100 feet is normally required. And then at the northern driveway here, this distance here, we're requesting to reduce it to 41 feet, where 100 feet is usually required. And then finally, this driveway here, this distance right from here to here, we're requesting to reduce to 9 feet, where 25 feet is normally required. And those requirements are normally based on the total quantity of parking in the lot. So what we've been trying to do is distribute the parking and keep that spread out so that the overall parking lot size is actually connected between multiple lots, which is triggering some of those requirements. As part of the design review, we are requesting for the building pad elevation to be 5 foot maximum increase above the existing grades on the site, where 3 feet is the normal standard for that increase. And that's primarily happening about right here, where the site right now has a big natural dip. And that's for us to be able to have the school at one pad elevation and to be able to balance it out between the existing grades of the streets on both sides, maintaining the APA accessibility into the campus from those locations. So I think other than that, the building materials are primarily CMU, which you see in darker tones and lighter tones. And then we have accents of metal cladding, which will also be in a complementary gray or red accents of the school color. So with that, I'd like to turn it over to any questions that we have.
Does anyone
hold your head here? No, I was going to say.
From the public.
Do any public questions?
No, they're all school board.
I know. I was looking like, this is awesome. All right, do any of you have any questions?
So, what school, you're going to have the existing school and you're going to be building this at the same time?
Yes, that's right. So the existing school will stay operational here.
Okay.
And they have existing sports fields here, so we'll basically put up the fence right at the edge of the park.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we're working completely on the park side.
Okay. And the change in depths, as you're describing it to me, because I can only do things visually, so I'm, yeah. It's only because of traffic patterns and parking, is that it?
No, actually the site has about a 20-foot drop from this corner to this corner.
Oh.
So, and then the existing school has a big hill right through here. So we're adapting to those existing grades to make sure that we're balancing.
Oh, I see.
And our civil team is here too.
That's okay. You know what? That's okay.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Yeah, it's perfectly okay. No, I like the picture. I love it too.
I was curious, how long do you think it'll take to build?
So I actually have our construction scheduled.
Oh, okay.
We're planned to start construction in May 2025.
Mm-hmm.
And phase one with the school opening will be complete in March of 2027.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll start the new park construction after the school year ends. So that'll be June of 2027. And the completion of the full project will be November 2027.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a little gap because of the school year ending for the existing school.
Just to reiterate, the existing school is from 1965?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, our school's around.
Yeah. But they are. Does anyone have any more questions?
I'm trying to remember, did you mention the existing school? Is that going to be demolished or what's going to happen with
that? Yes, the existing school will be demolished
once
the new one's up and running.
Yeah.
I think also, I didn't mention the vacations portion of this, since I was talking about the interview portion, but I do want to make sure that you're aware of the vacations, because I think that's item one.
Mm-hmm.
So this diagram shows in orange around the perimeter. What Clark County School District is doing now is building 10-foot detached sidewalks around all school properties. Right now, the sidewalk is attached to the back of the curb.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're requesting is a vacation around the perimeter, which will align the property line with the existing back of curb in each of these locations where right now the property lines don't align with those existing conditions.
Mm-hmm.
So it's approximately like 5 feet, varies kind of between 5 to 6 feet along the side as we pick those up. And then this little piece along here is like maybe 1.7 feet. It's a little bit of an angle. But each of those are allowing us to build that detached sidewalk in conformance with the updated Title 30 standards and Clark County School District safe routes.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll occur all three sides around through here. It just won't, where this is not a part of our new development.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Another couple of lives saved.
Any other questions?
No, I don't have any other questions. I think it looks pretty.
Yeah.
It does, yeah. So we have read both items. We need a motion for each one, correct? Okay. So do we have a motion to approve item one?
Motion to approve.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes. All those in favor, or do we have a motion for item two?
Motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
I didn't hear.
Yes.
Motion.
I heard.
Motion passes. Oh, it's not time yet? Okay, thank you. Okay. Now we move to the public comment portion for this item. Sorry, it's my second day. Now we move to general business. Do we have any general business? Next, we have the second portion of comments by the general public. This is where I thought I was before. Are there any comments by the public?
School people.
All right, so the next meeting is going to be March 12th, 2024. Is it time? Okay. Meeting adjourned. Sorry, guys.
Only with a gavel.